Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January the 31st, 1775, John Richard Farr, a pioneering physician and co-founder of the Royal London Ophthalmic Hospital, was born here in Barbados. Farr was educated in Barbados and began studying medicine under the guidance of his father, Richard, who was a medical practitioner in the island. In 1792, he went to England to study at the medical school attached to St. Thomas's and St. Guy's hospitals in London. And in 1793, he briefly accompanied a British expedition to France during the French Revolutionary Wars as a medical aide. In 1797, Farr returned to Barbados and entered practice as a doctor. However, he did not stay long in the island. He returned to England in 1800 to further his medical education. He studied for 2 years in Edinburgh and took the degree of MD at Aberdeen on the 22nd of January 1806. Shortly afterwards, on the 31st of March 1806, he became a licentiate of the College of Physicians of London and began practice as a physician. By that time, Farr had already assisted the eminent physician John Cunningham Saunders in co-founding the London Dispensary for Curing Diseases of the Eye and Ear, which opened in 1805. It was the first specialist hospital for treatment of diseases of the eye in the world, and had been inspired by the many cases of soldiers returning from the Napoleonic Wars with eye disorders. In 1837, the hospital was granted its royal charter by Queen Victoria and renamed the Royal London Ophthalmic Hospital. Dr. Farr worked as a physician at that hospital for more than 50 years. He also edited the Journal of Morbid Anatomy, Ophthalmic Medicine and Pharmaceutical Analysis, and wrote two important medical reference works on the morbid anatomy of the liver and on malformations of the human heart. His two sons, Frederick and Arthur, also became doctors. He died in London on the 7th of May, 1862. His portrait hangs to this day in the boardroom of the Royal Ophthalmic Hospital in Moorfields, London, also known today as the Moorfields Eye Hospital. Barbados is justly proud of the many products of the Faculty of Medical Sciences at the UWI, who have gone on to distinguished careers in medicine around the world. We should add Dr. John Richard Farr, a doctor from an earlier age, born on this day in 1775, to that list of distinguished Barbadian medics.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.